Listen and hear word of God written. The time of King Herod,
after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observe his star at its rising and have come to pay homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. Calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea. For so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem and saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word so I may also go and pay him homage." When they heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chest, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. And after the wise men had left, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Get up, take the child and his mother, flee to Egypt, remain there until I tell you, for Herod is about to search for the child to destroy him." Then Joseph got up, took the child and his mother by night and went to Egypt, and remained there until the death of Herod. This was to fulfill what has been spoken by the Lord through the prophet, "Out of Egypt I have called my son." When Herod saw that he had been tricked by the wise men, he was infuriated. He sent and killed all the children in and around Bethlehem who were 2 years old or under, according to the time he had learned from the wise men. This was to fulfill what has been spoken through the prophet Jeremiah. A voice was heard in Ramah, wailing in loud lamentation, Rachel weeping for her children. She refused to be consoled because they are no more. When Herod died, an angel of the Lord suddenly appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt and said, "Get up, take the child and his mother and go to the land of Israel. For those who were seeking the child's life are dead." And Joseph got up, took the child and his mother, and went to the land of Israel. But when Joseph heard that Archelaus was ruling over Judea in place of his father, Herod, he was afraid to go there. And after being warned in a dream, he went away to the district of Galilee. There he made his home in a town called Nazareth, so that what had been spoken through the prophets might be fulfilled. He will be called a Nazarene. Amen.
Dreams are not held in high regard in our society today. And it's nothing new. It's nothing special about our society. If you remember one of my favorite Old Testament characters, Joseph, his brothers, in response to his dreams, called him as a put down, as a curse, as a tease. Here comes the dreamer, as if the dreamer wasn't worth anything as opposed to the real world. What's wrong with our society today about dreams? I'm wondering if perhaps because we don't have enough sleep, that we don't have enough dreams, that we, because of the alarm clock that wakes us up and the caffeine and the coffee and the TV and the electric lights that keeps us up at night, that we don't give ourselves enough sleep, enough time to dream. And if we do have dreams, don't we dismiss them out of course, out of hand, saying, "Oh, that was just a dream. It's not really that." You never, I don't know, maybe you women do it when you're alone together. I don't know, but I can tell you that most of the time I'm with men, you never hear the words, "You know, I had a dream last night." Yeah, see, you just don't see the men talking about their dreams a whole lot. Maybe you women do, and that would be a good thing.
We don't pay a lot of attention to dreams in our society today.
But look at Joseph. Look at Joseph. Now here's a guy, I'm not thinking, not a dreamer. I'm just guessing here. One, he's a guy. That's one thing. Two, he's a carpenter. He's working with his hands. He's doing something real. He's not goofing around talking and all the dreaming and speaking, a politician or a preacher or anything like that. Or he's got something solid. There's more solid occupation than a carpenter. Someone that actually built things. I'm not thinking he's a dreamer, but here he is. He can take directions from dreams. I don't know about you, but if I heard these dreams one after another, I'd be pretty darn tired of them. Get up and take your child. Be a refugee. Go to a foreign land where you know no one. Leave your family's place. Take your young child and your young wife and go hundreds of miles away through terrible things to become a refugee in Egypt. The man got up and went that night. He didn't even wait till dawn. I would have waited at least till daybreak, you know. No, he had a dream. An angel told him, no argument, got up, went. And now he's down in Egypt. I'm thinking he's got a little shop there, you know. He's turning out some good Hanukkah toys or things, you know. Things are going well for him in Egypt, I'm thinking. He's a little established down there. Another angel, go back. What? You just told me to come down here. Now I got to go back. Nothing. Gets up, takes a direction from the dream, goes back. And he's afraid to go back. But I think he was going to go. He was reality-based enough to know, this could be hard for me going back here. But you know, they said go back. The angel said go back. I'm going. Even though he's afraid, he's going. And then he got another dream. Don't go back. Okay, fine. He goes to yet another place. That's what. Here's another dream in our reading today. The dream that told the wise men, the magi, the kings, told them not to go back to Herod. You know, that's pretty much a direction from dream. Take a big direction. You know, the king, Herod himself, the king tells you, report back. You're on a mission for me. Go and report back to me what you find in Bethlehem because I want to go ahead and honor that child. You know, I don't know if they were suspicious. I don't think so. But here it is. You got a kingly order here. And they have a dream, and they decided, we're not going to obey the king. We're going another way. That's taking directions from dreams. Look at Herod. Herod doesn't have any dreams. If Herod had dreams, we don't know about it, because he certainly didn't take any direction from them enough to change the story. What was Herod working out of? When the wise men first came to him, he was afraid. Afraid. He was fearful. He took his direction from fear. He followed his fear, not his dreams. Same choice is open to us today. Could be like King Herod, something upsetting comes into our life. It could be the answer to a dream, isn't it? It's an answer to a dream, a dream come true. And we can follow our fear and say, how can I kill this dream? This is going to upset the way things are. This isn't the way I would plan it to be. This is a threat to my power and control. This is the way, not the way the life is supposed to be. This is the way I have it. I'm going to kill the dream. How can I do that? There can never be any kind of change from what it is today and right now. Isn't that what a dream is? Something different than right now? Directions from dreams. There's a wise saying that said, dreams are real while they last. Can we say anything more of life? Life, our life is real while it lasts. Our dreams are real while they last. Direction from dreams. We're going to act out our fears. Dreams are power. Stephen Covey in his book, First Things First, talks about watching the compass instead of the clock. To pay attention to the direction that you're going and your goals in life and where you want to be. Not where you are and how many minutes you got to the next thing that happens in your life and whether you can get out or not.
compass instead of the clock.
I would say the dreams to follow your dreams instead of your fears, instead of the things you have to do. Another one thing is the important instead of the urgent, instead of the things that are falling down on you, things that must take care of right now, the things that are overwhelming you, and that fear from the, what would happen if I didn't do this, instead focus on the important things in life and your goals and act on them. Joseph acted on his dreams. There was another king that had a dream, a famous dream, and we're going to be, next month we're going to be celebrating Martin Luther King Day, and I don't know how to celebrate that. Once, first Martin Luther King Day we had off, I celebrated by having a citywide racial congress that eventually led to the desegregation without busing, without court cases, without riots of all Summit County. That was a good way to celebrate Martin Luther King Day. I don't know how to celebrate it now. Maybe walk instead of take a bus, I don't know. Maybe a good way celebrate Martin Luther King Day is to connect it up with the three kings, or the 12 kings, and with Joseph and what he did after the kings came, about the dreams that were involved in their visit all around. You know, if the kings hadn't gone to Herod, there wouldn't have been need for the dreams to move Joseph all around the known world. Maybe a good thing for Martin Luther King Day would be to follow our dreams, to take directions from our dreams, to dream of what could be, of what may be, of what God has in store for us, of listening for the angels in their dreams. Here's a little bit of that famous speech. I say to you today, my friends, that in spite of difficulties and frustrations of the moment, I still have a dream. It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, the sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream that one day even the state of Mississippi, a desert state, sweltering in the heat of injustice and oppression, will be transformed into an oasis of freedom and justice. I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day the state of Alabama, whose governor's lips are presently dripping with the words of interposition and nullification, will be transformed into a situation where little black boys and black girls will be able to join hands with little white boys and white girls and walk together as sisters and brothers. I have a dream today. I have a dream. One day every valley shall be exalted, every hill and mountain shall be made low, the rough places will be made plains, and the crooked places will be made straight, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. This is our hope. The dream of a king. Whether it's New Year's resolutions, whether it's your special celebration of Martin Luther King Day, whether it's something that you're inspired to do because you're considering the message or topic today, I urge you at this time of life to consider getting direction from dreams. To figure out where you want to be, where you need to be, what God wants you to do, what the angels are trying to say to you, and listen to them and get up and do them right now. Every day, take a step on that journey, whether it's to Egypt, or whether it's to home by another way. Do it now. Start on your dream. Take direction from the voices of the angels. Ignore, keep away the voices of fear. The fear that says nothing will change. The dreams are a waste of time. The ones that want you to watch the clock instead of the compass. The ones concerned of the moment
instead of what matters. Dreams are real, why they last. And life can make them real too. Amen.